The opening line of Kimberly McCrate's new novel, Someone Else's Husband, pulls you right in. Getting away with it. The it is murder in cold blood. But who says this? The story is told in alternating chapters featuring the book's several main characters before and after the murder. Readers will likely keep changing their minds about who the killer might be. The victim is identified as a woman, Frankie Callahan, a lively, attractive young artist. Entangling relationships, business and romantic, come to light as the story follows Frankie early on when she decides to join an expedition to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. She needs challenge to clarify her life. What's impressive is McCrate's linking the murder to the dangerous climb up Kilimanjaro, where one of the group does not make it down alive. Someone Else's Husband is both an authentic adventure tale of the hazards of the Kilimanjaro climb and a totally believable story of passionate friendship that springs up out of the blue, threatening the domestic and financial stability of one of the climbers, a powerful, highly revered Greenwich-based mover and shaker, Richard Falk. When Frankie signed up for the expedition, she didn't realize that the other hikers were all men, college buddies, in fact, who had taken challenging trips together before. She had the means to go from a shadowy experience years earlier when she had been raped by a politico, now a U.S. senator, who gave her hush money in exchange for a non-disclosure agreement. She believes it's he who is harassing her now with threatening calls. Though everyone behaves on the expedition, romantic undercurrents do emerge between Frankie and Richard, the straight arrow married man with a wealthy, elegant, adoring wife and three kids back home. But Frankie fascinates him, largely because she's an artist, his hidden desire, and far from the cutthroat financial world he has come to despise. It's his steely wife, Gretchen, however, who gets the opening chapter. The police have come to arrest Richard for murder. McCrate includes Q&A transcripts of Dateline interrogations by police and aggressive assistant district attorneys, each chapter revealing more information. Early suspicions are confirmed, along with increasing doubts, as short, italicized, first-person ruminations are injected into the narrative, except you don't know whom they belong to. The author knows how to play the Agatha Christie game, shifting points of view that suggest possible motive in this character or that, while keeping up the tension of the ascent up the mountain. She also knows her way around investment banking, as she refers to it. It was a pie-eating contest where the prize was always more pie. In a back-page acknowledgement, McCrate notes that she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, but adds that her fictional characters do not resemble her real-life hiking companions. But she obviously saw potential in her experience, as she expresses it in a dedication note. The book is for the climbers of mountains, large and small. May we all someday find what we're looking for. An epigraph follows from Oscar Wilde. Hearts are made to be broken. Add both and you have Someone Else's Husband, which, despite its soap opera-sounding title, delivers a compelling tale. And what a resolution. I'm Joan Baum.